And today on the show, Conversational Contradictions on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. So let's take what we've learned so far over the last, 14, 15 months, and let's take it to the next level. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, some of what follows will enforce what we've looked at before, what we've talked about before, what you've heard about before, but other parts may seem a little bit contradictory. For example, I'm going to be talking about building in hesitations, about softening intonations, not necessarily softening your voice, but softening intonations like I'm doing at the moment. There's not too much up and down and so on. I'm also going to be talking about things like ignoring punctuations, but that doesn't mean the previous pages and podcasts have been a waste of time. I mean, far from it. You have to know the rules before you can break them. After all, we don't follow the rules of the written word when we speak in a conversation. So if you want to replicate that naturalistic, authentic style, listen on. We'll also look at the different kinds of presentational styles and how to make sure you understand the script. Not the words, but the message or messages and the target audience. Because a bit like the Royal Mail, only by knowing who the message is addressed to can it be delivered precisely. Tomorrow, we continue with the announcer style of reading. Yeah, over the next few days, we're going to be looking at different styles of reading. There's the announcer style, which, as I say, we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Then the conversational style of reading, which is really what we're here for over the next several weeks. And I'll come back to that in a second. And also considerations for other reading styles as well. And also about dialing it up and dialing it down. What does that mean in practice? What are some of the considerations that you need to bear in mind? If you're in a studio and someone says, can you just dial it down a bit? What do they mean by that? And what do I mean about, we're going to be looking at this over several weeks. Several weeks because it's a really interesting topic that not many voice trainers and presentation coaches talk about because it's too difficult for them to talk about. They haven't been there. They haven't done it. They haven't experienced presenting in front of the microphone. They don't know about ad-libbing techniques. They don't know about how to lift words off a page. Think I'm ad-libbing what I just said? Or was I reading words off a page and making it sound as though I was ad-libbing? Those are the tricks I'm going to be sharing with you over the next several weeks. Weeks of tricks as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.